The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive begins with Brandon Orrick.
Number 1. Last night, Fairleigh Dickinson beat Prairie View A&M to solidify their spot in the field of 64. They will play Gonzaga tomorrow.
Good luck with that, Prairie View.
And Belmont edges Temple.
The Bruins.
Their first NCAA tournament win. They will play Maryland tomorrow as well. I like Belmont.
I had no idea that their mascot was the Bruin.
You didn't?
No. The Belmont Bruins.
Yeah, they have the same color scheme kind of as we had at Bearden Middle back in the day.
You went to Bearden Middle?
I'm a Bearden Bruin, class of 93, buddy.
Number 2. According to UT Fan Experience on Twitter, total attendance for Tennessee football, Tennessee basketball, men's and women's basketball combined. Total attendance, 1,129,973, ranked number one nationally. So your top three sports, football, men's and women's basketball.
Wow.
Tennessee, number one.
We are the most sadomasochistic fan base
in America.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of return on that investment are we getting? I mean, good grief. Tennessee fans love their athletics. But, basketball, we did well. Men's basketball. There is any other sports that we were even moderately successful in out of that group?
No. Women's basketball started strong and then tailed off in conference.
I mean, they were moderately. They are in the tournament. They are in the tournament. But
don't you guys start.
Not up to our lofty standards by far.
Number 3. In the NFL, Tyler Bray signs a one-year deal with the Chicago Bears.
He was there last year, right?
Yeah, he signed another deal.
Okay. They're just kind of stringing him along.
Yep.
Is he second string behind Trubisky, or is he – because he got in a game at one point, didn't he? He's played
Trubisky
a little bit.
Was hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he's back. I don't know if they brought in anybody else or not.
I really would have thought, even given all his, emotional immaturity and complete lack of any kind of impulse control and judgment. I really thought that he had a shot at, because he can rip it. He can make every throw.
Well, he's been in the NFL for what? Six, seven years now?
He's still there.
And he's doing it the right way too, right? He's probably not had concussion number one.
No.
He's carrying the clipboard, wearing the ball cap over there on the sideline, probably making $1 million a year.
Living a good life.
Yeah. We should all be so lucky, huh?
Number 4. How about this? From 24/7 Sports. Here's the headline. Buzz about UCLA and John Calipari.
Oh.
So UCLA's men's basketball head coaching job is open.
It is.
And apparently there's a lot of rumors swirling around that John Calipari has shown, quote, serious interest in coming to Westwood.
Are they going to pay him the $9 million a year that Kentucky's paying him?
They've got the endowment to do it.
I feel like
people want to win in basketball bad out there.
They want to win. The one thing I will give those toothless, slack-jawed yokels up in Kentucky, I don't think anybody surpasses their desire to win. Those people are insane.
Who would they go after? And would they go down to the Plains?
I don't think so. Who would they go after? They would probably make the call to OKC first and throw that same $9 million at Billy Donovan, make him tell them no, which hopefully he would.
You think Buck would be on their list at all?
Maybe.
They're tired of losing to Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Bruce, could you imagine
Pearl
Bruce
at Kentucky in a blue jacket stomping the sideline at Rupp Arena? Wait a minute. Phil Lynch coming up.
Oh, my God.
Local radio host hurls on air.
It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever thought
of. Oh, what would the Pearlites do? What would the Pearlites do?
Phil, Jamie.
Go Big Blue.
Tank.
Go Big Blue. What do you mean, Kentucky Chiefs and basketball? They're doing a clean up there.
Buck Pearl has never bought a player.
Oh, man. I will. Nobody's going to pay him that kind of money. Now, I do think Calipari, did you see him after the selection on Sunday?
With all the
his
jerseys?
Stand-up? Yeah. I do think he's getting a little bit desperate over there because Coach K has straight up stolen his swag. I mean, he has taken over as the one-and-done guy. And if Cal can't do that, can he win? I mean, I don't think Kentucky would ever get rid of him, certainly not as things are going right now. But,
dude, he would wreak havoc out there in the Pac-12 right now.
I just think the only
Pac-12 sucks.
I mean, there's several high school coaches here in Knoxville that could go out there. I mean, they're horrid out there.
Did they get three teams in somehow?
They got who? Oregon, Washington, and
Arizona State. Wow, three.
Football's not much better. Their whole conference is just they're lost. You imagine Cal and L.A.
Mm-mm-mm. That is your top four at four. It's brought to you this afternoon by our friends at Crown Cleaners. We appreciate Crown Cleaners sponsoring King of the Brackets. The Brackets. Once again this year, for over 50 years, Crown Cleaners has been providing Imperial dry cleaning service to all of Big Orange Country. They've got three locations now serving West Knoxville on Bearden Hill, Kingston Pike on North Shore Drive, and on Parkside. And you could save time, money, and gas with their free pickup and delivery at Crown Cleaners. Visit crowncleaners.com. Click on the big blue van to learn more. Crown Cleaners, a tradition of excellence. And if you haven't signed up, Bear, have you done King of the Brackets yet? No, of course you haven't.
I'm doing it tonight.
Brandon, have you done it?
No, I'm waiting for the games. I'm waiting for the games to complete
but
tonight.
But you're definitely you're going to do it tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it after the all the playing games are done.
Yeah, because like I said yesterday, I like – Belmont was the one I was waiting for, because I can't. Who does the winner of the St. John's Arizona State game play?
They play.
Is it Buffalo?
Buffalo.
One of those 11s is going to win.
And I like Belmont more, so I may go ahead and fill it out tonight. But I'm probably going to wait until I see
which 11 makes it in.
Yeah. See how the Johnnies look.
Buffalo's kind of a trendy pick.
I have noticed that. Did you see where Tim Brando went on Feinbaum and said Tennessee was in one of the off-the-grid Final Four picks?
Tim Brando. And does anybody take anything he says seriously? Like, have you seen all the – and he's blocked me on Twitter. I can't remember why. But, like, every now and then I'll see people take screenshots of – things he's tweeted where he's basically arguing with himself. Like, so he'll tweet something in like 2015, like, Bruce Pearl's a horrible human being that shouldn't even be allowed to coach in the NCAA. And then like 2 years later, he'll tweet, Bruce Pearl is a pillar of integrity and it's great to see him redeem himself at Auburn. I mean, he does that all the time. Like, the guy just makes stuff up, just like throws stuff up there.
I just saw it on Twitter. Ramey had a good point, wondering how Tennessee, who's number one, 2 seed, 5th in the country, can be an off-the-grid pick. I would add to that, we were also number one for almost a month this season, so.
What an idiot.
I really don't think Tennessee's sneaking.
Yeah, we're off the grid to idiots like Tim Brando who don't watch a lot of college basketball and just suddenly pick up their bracket and like, oh, Tennessee's good this year, you know.
I don't feel like that's accurate, Russell. Is that a good Tim Brando? Can you do Tim Brando?
No, but, I mean, that's kind of indicative of the nobody that he is. Like, he's just not even worthy of Imitating. Yeah. I mean, like, who even knows?
Wow.
Like, think about it. Can you even pick, can you even hear Tim Brando's voice in your head? Like, you have to try really hard. Like, if I say Vern Lundquist or even Vitale, you know,
baby,
like any of the big time, Brent Musburger, like, you immediately know the voice, right?
AJ,
you just know the tones. Like, you say Tim Brando, you know the name. We've all heard Brando before, but you have to think. Like, he's a nobody, man.
Sorry, Russ. Do that again.
You are looking live at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Not your best work, Brandon.
You
workshop that one a little bit.
What's Brandon's best one, you think?
I think Big Josh is his best one, but we can't do that anymore because Big Josh got really mad.
Josh threatened to drive his truck down to the station and stomp you.
Yeah, so we can't do that
one.
It was
Russell,
anymore.
Not me.
What else does he do? He does a couple of our callers really good. I feel like Brandon's sneaky
there's
good
couple,
on the impressions.
There's a couple we can't say, I feel like.
So this is the one-year anniversary of Cody McClure.
Sunday was.
Oh, Sunday was.
Yeah.
So we missed it.
I feel
like we should have thrown a party. Like, for a while there, I thought that the station was doomed.
We couldn't have thrown a party.
No, I mean, like, we survived. We survived Cody McClure bringing the wrath of an entire organized religion upon our company.
You know what? Call me crazy, but that was one of the funnest weeks I've ever had here at Fan Run. Remember when everybody was calling all the shows and cussing the producers out?
It was terrible. I mean, for those of us who...
I snuck in and called several times and did it.
Well, I'm glad you had fun, but you know, for those of us who depend on this place to, you know, put food on the table, it was a little hairy there for a minute.
I mean, I took it seriously the night it was going down. It's during voluntary reaction.
March 17th.
That will live in infamy.
Yeah.
St. Patty's Day.
I mean, that was the Loyola game, and then we lost to Bruce Pearl this year. Same day.
Yeah. Russ gave me
Cody cursed us.
Russ gave me the cut the mics that night. Get down there now.
Do what?
Call them. You saw it. You not remember?
Cody cursed us.
He did not curse us.
The curse of Cody Mack. The McClure jinx. All's well that ends well, though. We're not playing Sister Jean this year. We're not playing Loyola Chicago.
They got beat last night in the NIT.
Cody has the last
laugh. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. It's a very sad story. We hope they're okay.
I'm glad they got beat.
We're glad that Cody survived. There's like a lot of people are like really, you know, I mean.
A major newspaper in Chicago.
He was stressed out that week, man. I remember like just talking to him. And he's like, oh, God.
Because he was coming to memory. Came, me and you sat down with him at one point that week. Had a conversation with him.
Wow.
If you're coming to me and Russ for advice.
Yeah, you've really
when you've screwed up
made
badly.
A serious error at some point.
Yeah, go ahead, fall on the sword, Cody. Here's what you need to do.
Cody McClure is a survivor, if nothing else. I've always said that about Big Cody Mack. The guy could survive in any hostile environment.
Kind of like Littlefinger.
Indeed.
Yeah, he's more like Robert Baratheon to me.
Robert Baratheon's not a survivor.
He got killed by a pig.
After he got drugged, but I mean, that's like the most Cody thing ever. I mean, the dude loves drinking, fighting.
So where are you at in Game of Thrones now?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched last episode of season 6, turn off your radios now. That whacked out chick blew up the church or whatever they call it on there. Mm-hmm.
And what did Tommen do?
He, like any depressed 12-year-old who had a smoking hot 22-year-old wife would do. He jumped out the window.
Okay, I couldn't remember if that had happened before or after, so I just wanted to know.
Yeah,
yeah. He took the plunge.
Yeah, he did
with no bungee cord.
What else? And then
who's king now?
There is no king. There's right no now. King. There's queen.
Queen Cersei?
Mm-hmm.
She's just seized power for herself?
Yeah. There's the King of the North.
It's been a while. I've forgotten.
There's
you know,
the King of the North.
To go back and rewatch before the new series starts up, new season. The last season.
I've got a new favorite character.
Who's that?
That 9-year-old girl that just rips people. Lady Mormont.
Okay.
The little girl from Bear Island. That's who
she's
talking
about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
She just reads the damn riot act.
She's got some
chutzpah.
Some spunk, yeah, for sure. Stay with us. The drive rage is on. It's Fan Run Radio right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We got to get your Rick and Rich barbecue smoking hot question. We'll get to that next. Get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Yeah, be sure to sign up for King of the Brackets. If you haven't done so, you have less than 24 hours. Do it now. Go on to our Facebook or my Twitter page. It is pinned at the top, facebook.com/thedrivewithRussellSmith, at Russell_Smith on Twitter. We got it pinned up there. All you do is click on the link. It's free. It's fast. It's easy. And we got some great prizes from Crown Cleaners, from Rickard Ridge, from Qdoba, from Pizza Haas, from Buckethead Tavern. I mean, we're going to really load people up with quality prizes this year for King of the Brackets, our best haul ever. So be sure you've got your bracket entered in before the games tip off tomorrow at noon. We'll be at Elkmont Exchange. Come watch them with us. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot to get to. Stay with us.
It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
Oh. All right, boys. Time to put it on wax. Let's call your shot before the tournament tips off in full tomorrow. Where does it end? How far are we going? How far are we going? This is your official prediction. We will hold you to it.
Why are you even asking me? We have 6 more basketball games.
Okay, are we cutting down the nets or are we?
Hell yeah, we are.
We're winning the national championship.
We are taking it home.
Okay, that's the barometer. What is the rational part of your mind to think?
Final Four. I think we've got a pretty good draw, and if the boys can, we aren't going to have any 3-game-in-a-row deals. They proved early this year when they ripped off 19 in a row. I feel like that they could get in the – I've just got a feeling with Lamonte's shot coming back to him on Sunday, even though we lost the game. I feel like they've got something to prove after last year's early exit. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get into the Final Four this year.
Brandon?
I will say Elite Eight. And then I think it's going to be a knockdown drag out with Virginia, and I think they get the better of us. Because I mean, you said that we have a lot to prove. You think Virginia doesn't have a lot to prove?
Virginia's got a really rough draw up there, though.
I agree. But I think they're a solid. I mean, they're only two. I know their schedule wasn't the toughest, but their only two losses were to Duke.
And it's so weird because conventional wisdom says to beat Virginia, you got to have shooters, and Duke is not a great 3-point shooting team, which probably says more about Duke than it does Virginia. But I look at, you know, like Ole Miss and Wisconsin, those are teams that can really shoot it, you know.
I feel like Virginia's going to pound Ole Miss because the one thing Ole Miss doesn't have is any kind of bigs at all. And
yeah.
I think Virginia just pound them into hamburger meat.
I guess I have to answer too, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Call your shot, Russ. Tell the truth, Russ.
Well, I've already got my hotel reservation for Minneapolis, so.
You do not.
I'll just go ahead and. I do. You don't believe me? I can cancel it up to a week in advance.
Okay.
You don't believe me, do you?
Yeah, actually, I do. Now that you've told me you can cancel it a week in advance.
I don't have a hotel reservation. I'm just pulling your leg. Man, I could get anything over on you. All right, I'll say elite. I'll say Final Four. We make the Final Four, losing the national semifinals. That's what I have. I've got us on my King of the Brackets bracket. I've got us losing to North Carolina in the national semifinal.
Really sucks that we wouldn't draw Duke in the national semifinal because I think we could beat Duke. I think we're one of the few teams in the country that can beat. Could go with Duke with Zion because they don't shoot the three at all. Good.
Who would we – what would the matchup be there? Is Admiral on Zion?
Probably. And then if I were Barnes, I would probably bring Walker in early and have him the first time Zion went up. Put him on the ground. I don't care how dirty it is. We're playing for keeps. This is for the Final Four for the Natty.
But you say that about every sporting event that we
play. Yeah, and we did it against Kentucky, didn't we?
But I think he just sent Walker in there and said play physical. I don't think he said go get try and get PJ to throw an elbow at you or throw an elbow.
Well, no,
at PJ
you don't say that.
But
in
you
so
would.
Many words.
But you.
I wouldn't say it on the sideline. I'd say it in my office. Behind closed doors, I'd be like, look, first time he goes up, if he's not four rows deep in the stands, you're losing your scholarship.
Wow. Wow. Your thoughts, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on the drive this afternoon. Would love to hear from you today as we break things on down. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, home of the best ribs in the Volunteer State. You can check them out online at rickardridgebbq.com. It is rickardridgebbq.com. They do a great job catering your office and lunch events, so be sure to check them out and tell them the drive sent you. We're going to take a... Are we due for a timeout, or we got a minute?
No, we got a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry. Get behind of myself there, ahead of myself there, whatever the case may be, whatever I'm trying to say. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how we come out on Friday. Are the threes still falling for Lamonte Turner? Is Jordan Bowden shooting the ball well on the road? Or
I feel like he's the key to all of it.
Or are we going to kind of slip back into what we've seen for the most part the past month or so, with kind of the exception of a game or two?
I feel like if Bowden catches fire, we're in the Final Four. That's the key. As crazy as that sounds, with Grant and Admiral and all the other players. But when we were really ripping people, Bowden's getting his.
Let's get Richard in here. Richard, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. One comment on Bear's comment about Walker going in and playing physically. I 100% agree. If you remember the 1984 NBA Finals, the Celtics turned the series around when Mikhail put Rambis on his back. Turn the whole thing around.
That was a cheap shot,
Richard. Playing for keeps. Let's get it done.
But do you think – I mean, do you think Casey Jones or whoever – I don't know who was coaching the Celtics that year. Do you think he had to tell Kevin McHale to go? I think that was just kind
of – Yeah,
Kevin McHale,
freelance.
He wasn't the goon, man. I mean, he was one of their main dudes. And like,
no, he wasn't. He was
Kevin McHale wasn't one of their main dudes? He's one of the greatest –
No, one of their main goons.
No, he wasn't a goon at all.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're all agreeing on the same thing.
Yeah, that's what.
But if you watch the documentary, they talked Danny Ainge and then talked about, they said, we can't let them just keep running up and down and dunking the ball. Somebody's got to put somebody down. And they said, in fact, the timeout before that happened, they said, if you allow a layup or a dunk, you're coming
it's
out.
80s NBA, man. That was a different game and a different day and age.
I don't think Casey had to tell those guys anything. There's bad blood between those two teams, and you know,
Nowadays, a guy, like, first of all, he'll let him go by the hit the layup, and if he trips, he'll go over and help him up. Say, are you okay?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. But, and yeah, I mean, I'm not saying go in there and clothesline him the way McHale did. But yeah, you hard foul and no layups, no dunks allowed. You set that tone early.
Well, we'll see. I just don't, that's not Rick Barnes' style, man. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I mean, I just think.
Yeah, it's probably not his style. Yeah, right. But
do you guys think Rick Barnes is going to send somebody in? It's like, go here, put your, like Kevin O'Neill told Steve Hamer back in the day, the next time that guy catches the ball in the block against you, put your elbow through the back of his bleepity bleep head.
Coach O'Neill.
Well, Tennessee is a physical team, so they need to use it. And, you know, like I say, you can't do what you could in the 80s, but you can sure foul somebody hard and not let them have a layup.
I think our physicality will take Colgate by surprise. I don't think there's any way they've seen what they're about to see from us Friday. I would hope not. The second round, you know, Iowa and Cincinnati. Cincinnati has a reputation of being a rough and tumble group, always has.
Yeah.
And Iowa's a Big Ten team, so they're probably accustomed to that style as well. So I don't know how much it helps us in the second round, but it should hopefully help us on Friday.
Yeah, well, I think it'll help us in any game. So, all right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Richard. Good to hear from you, man. Yeah. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. The Drive continues. Back with more here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
All right, back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Halftime of the show this afternoon. All right, Bear, you are down 2-1 to Brandon in Jeopardy. Potpourri. Ready to go back?
I mean, can we pick a different category? Give me some
other
categories.
You said this was your strong suit.
Yeah, just like, it's all I wanted to say potpourri. I knew it'd make you guys giggle. Give me some other categories.
This is all I got right now. Well, I'll try and refresh the category here and just... In just a second.
Okay.
In just a second. Give me your buzzer.
Beep. Bing. Boop.
Not. I said you got to give me one.
Bung.
That's your buzzer?
Bung.
That sounds like
Bung.
All right, we're waiting on whoever's talking to Brandon to shut the up so we can.
I mean, give us your name. Give Brandon your name. You want to get on or what?
Who was that?
That was Buster said that there's been a head-on collision on Shod Road.
Oh,
yeah,
man. That's a dangerous road, man. That intersection, so, Shod Road and Pleasant Ridge. Oh man,
always not just Pleasant Ridge, but Shod Road at
Western.
Shod Road at Western. Shod Road at it's Oak Ridge Highway there. Shod Road at Pleasant Ridge, Shod Road at Clinton Highway. You regularly drive through there and see a car flip.
Begun as an alternative to SMS messaging and now part of Facebook, it helps a million people keep in touch.
Boop.
Bear.
What is Facebook Messenger?
Yes, Brandon.
What is direct messaging?
Incorrect. The correct answer is WhatsApp or Messenger. See, this.
Wait! Whoa!
What? Have you never seen Jeopardy?
Trebek would have given me that.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm going to the judges.
Have you ever watched Jeopardy? It has to be present. You add a word or leave out a word. It's wrong.
You're just screwing me.
This is why. This is what I was trying to tell you. Is when you're sitting at home watching and you just blurt out whatever first comes to mind. Like, you don't have the
– go on with the next question, cheater.
You don't have to deal with the fact that you lose money if you get it wrong.
Go ahead.
Like, you would be – you would actually be in the negative right now.
Whatever. Hit it.
Instead of just 2-1. This Microsoft program was originally called Presenter. Brandon.
What is PowerPoint?
That is correct. You are up 3-1 now on the bear. Next question. It's the traditional liquor you add to make a coffee Alexander.
Beep.
Bear.
What is Kahlua? Oh, God, I know what it is now. Damn it.
No answer?
No.
All right.
Hold on.
Brandy.
Brandy. Damn it.
All right, one more of these, and then we move along. Brandon with a commanding 3-1 lead at this point.
Brandon ain't commanding crap.
Of joy, anger, thanks, or begging, it's the usual tone of the piece writing called a screed.
Can you repeat the statement?
No, this is Jeopardy. I can't repeat it. Anger. It's basically multiple choice. You dullards wouldn't last.
I'm not the one saying that I could.
Look at that damn website. Let's see how you do, big boy.
You wouldn't even make it to the point where Alex asked him for an interesting story about themselves.
Shut the hell up.
What would your story be, by the way? Bear is from Knoxville, Tennessee. He is a sports radio talk show host, and it says here he was once thrown out of a Walmart. Interesting story.
Which place have I been thrown out of when we talk about?
No, you got to have your story ready. You've given him the story.
Oh, probably getting thrown out of that dump out there in Maryville.
Bear is a sports radio host from Knoxville, Tennessee, who was once arrested for looting during the blizzard of 93.
I was never arrested.
Tell me more.
Have a seat right over here.
Brandon produces an award-winning sports radio call-in program in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it says here, I don't know, what is it going to say about you, Brandon?
His roommate once started an international tour involving a Carmelite nun.
It's true, Alex. My roommate cursed out a nun.
He's a loose cannon.
Oh, that's very interesting. Ha, ha, ha. 865-546-8200.
You notice, Bear, Russell never involves himself in these
games of intelligence.
Yeah.
No, because he went to West freaking high school.
I mean, it was, what was the
question? What
question is he going to
answer? Smoking a pack of heaters at the pit over behind West High School.
All right, well
the film strip club with Richie D.
Graduated with honors from West High School, one of the only international baccalaureate high schools in East Tennessee.
Only international baccalaureate high schools.
You're very welcome. By far the most dominating intellect in the fan-run stable of talent. Don't really think there's a close second.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Hodges is pretty smart.
Actually, he is, yeah. He was a math teacher. He could beat me in the math stuff.
Durham Dave.
We're back on the internet now. The stream is up, the stream is strong, and the stream is well, ladies and gentlemen. Benny on Twitter says, can y'all recap the show since the stream is working now?
Let's see here. Hour one, we did the Rocky Top Report. We played Jeopardy. We had Grant Ramey on the third segment. I had a great call from Raj in the fourth segment.
Yeah, but can you tell? You're just saying what we did, not what we talked about. Rick Byrd winning last night, Belmont's first NCAA tournament win, and we can put the poll up now that we have internet of whether or not you consider the play-in game an actual NCAA tournament win. You do not. I do. Brandon, where do you fall on this?
I mean, I guess if the NCAA recognizes it, then sure.
Okay.
Why not?
So that's a yes. We have been talking up the fact that we'll be at Elkmont Exchange tomorrow from 3 to 6, from 1 to 6, as a matter of fact. Trey will be out there doing It's Optional. So come out and see us as we tip off the NCAA tournament. We'll also be watching the Tennessee game there on Friday. If you want to come hang out with your fan-run brethren, we would love to see you. We did have Grant Ramey on. We talked extensively about what happened to Tennessee in the SEC tournament final against Auburn, how Tennessee is a trendy pick, a lot of national types picking Tennessee to go to Minneapolis. And Grant had no real strong opinion one way or the other on whether or not Grant Williams will be coming back to school next season for his senior year. And we did play Jeopardy. We have been playing Jeopardy. Brandon currently leads Bear 3-1. We'll go back. You've got a chance to come back here in hour number three.
Ah, whatever. Hey, on the other side, we have a breaking, and I do mean a breaking, Bears Wild Kingdom. We have got big troubles in Abilene, Texas.
Abilene, that's who Kentucky has.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Under the house?
Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
That's a.
Do not steal.
I'm not. I'm just.
Thunder.
I'm just saying that's kind of a.
Thunder.
And we also invited folks, urged folks, implored folks to sign up for King of the Brackets, brought to you once again by Crown Cleaners. You have less than 24 hours, people. Get your brackets in. Just log on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thedrivewithRussellSmith. Or if you're more of a Twitter person, it is pinned to the top of my Twitter feed. It's free. Just click on the ESPN link there. Give us your picks. Pick your games. Doesn't take long, and you could win fabulous gifts and prizes from your friends here at Fan Run Radio. Coming up, we will go inside Bears Wild Kingdom. We'll also take more of your phone calls when we continue next here on Fox Sports Knoxville. All right, back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Coming up, we'll let Bear select a new Jeopardy category since Potpourri did not go very well for the Bear. First, though, let's get inside Bear's Wild Kingdom this afternoon on The
Hit
Drive.
Hit my music, Brandon.
Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio.
This is what I'm saying. We need to have, because this is like serious. This is like happy-go-lucky music. And I don't feel like it's really good for the seriousness of this problem. All right. Dateline Abilene, Texas. A Texas homeowner saw a few rattlesnakes, Russell, and he called for help.
It is Texas.
Texas homeowners thought there were a few snakes under their home, but a snake removal company soon recorded video of their hours-long work to remove 45 rattlesnakes from under their house. Oh, God. Video was shot near Abilene, Texas on March 13th. Nathan Hawkins, owner of Big Country Snake Removal, told USA Today in a series of Facebook messages.
Business.
On Tuesday, the company posted the nearly 18-minute-long video to Facebook on Sunday. It has been viewed more than 300,000 times. It shows Hawkins and a partner working to remove snake after snake from under a cramped space under the house.
Complete disaster.
The company's Facebook post says the owner discovered a few snakes while attempting to fix a TV or cable issue under the home. Could you imagine?
Makes you wonder what's under your home. Do you have a crawl space?
Yeah. No rattlesnakes.
So. I had one in my old place. Never went in, never like even looked in there in 10 years of owning that place. I don't want to know.
Scared.
The video shows Hawkins using an extended tool, that's that hook thing they use to handle snakes, pick up the snakes. As he does, the reptiles react, sometimes using their rattles, sometimes slithering away, sometimes showing their fangs.
Oh my God.
That's insane. I mean, what would you do? You know what I would
do? Burn the house down
exactly.
Move to Canada, somewhere they don't have snakes.
There's one country on the planet that does not have snakes. It has very few spiders or bugs or anything like that.
Antarctica is not a country, is it?
Mm-mm.
New Zealand?
Nope. Mm. Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah,
I could see that.
Reykjavik? You live in Reykjavik?
Yeah.
Isn't that where they shoot a lot of Game of Thrones? In Iceland?
Most of it shot Northern Ireland, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the guy who was bitten by a rattlesnake in Texas as he was squatting to do his business? He was bitten on the top of his manhood.
What?
He was bitten. He was squatting, you know, doing his business there out camping, and he didn't know a rattlesnake was under there. It jumped up and bit him right on the top of his member.
Wow.
And as the poison began to course through his veins, he was with Buddy, and his buddy said, "Stay right here. I'm gonna run back to town and get a doctor." So the guy goes back to town, and he finds the only doctor in town, and he says, "Doc, my friend's been bitten by a rattlesnake. He's been bitten on the top of his Johnson. He needs some help." And the doc says, "I have three women in labor here. I can't help him, but I tell you what to do." I said, "Okay." Guy says, what you need to do, you're going to make two small incisions on either side of the bite marks, and then you have to suck out the poison." Guy walks back to the place. His friend is right now. He's hallucinating. You know, he's swole up where the bite is and everything. Guy looks up at his friend and says, "What did the doc say?" His friend looks him in the eye and says, "Sorry, man. Doc says you're going to die."
It's a really bad and really old dad joke. My roommate, Blaine, that I was telling you about at the commercial break, when he pitched at Ole Miss. And apparently, I think this was when he was at
Brandon thinks it's funny. He's coming apart over there. Thank you, Brandon. Not. Thank you.
He looked down, they were shagging balls in the outfield, and he looked down, there was like some kind of, he called it a pygmy rattlesnake. I don't know what that is. But he picked it up in one hand with his middle finger and his thumb, if you can picture this at home on the radio. And somebody said, "What do you got there?" And when he turned to look, he let his index finger relax, and it bit him. And he showed me pictures, and the thing swelled up like, it was huge. It was purple. It was disgusting looking.
Do you consider the play-in game to be making the NCAA tournament?
Hell no.
126 votes on Twitter.
What'd you say this percentage?
98% no.
50-50.
Wow.
Talk about a divisive topic. The play-in game. Oh, now it's 53% no.
Certainly not.
53% say no. And is not making the tournament. All right, Bear. Here are your categories for the next round of Jeopardy. Old ultraviolet. Van Gogh. Celebrity film voices. Queens of Egypt, or vocabulary? This is where you pick one of those.
Let's go with celebrity film voices for 800, Alex.
Celebrity film voices. Dory in Finding Dory. Brandon?
Who is Ellen DeGeneres?
That is correct, yes.
I would like to switch to...
Po in Kung Fu Panda.
These are all kids' movies. What the hell are you doing?
Jack Black, of course, is the answer. Can't believe you guys missed that one. These are from last night. Mr. Incredible in The Incredibles.
I can picture his face, but I'd...
The guy who played David Putty on Seinfeld.
No.
Who is...
Craig T. Nelson.
Really?
Mr. Fox in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, who is Mel Gibson?
Of course it is George Clooney. And finally, the Iron Giant in The Iron Giant.
Who is Don Knotts?
Vin Diesel.
What was that last one? That's what I should have gone to, vocabulary. Yeah. I could have crushed that.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll go there next hour. All right, Brandon extends his lead 4-1.
No, he doesn't.
Bear now.
He missed a couple too.
What did you got? He got Finding Dory, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon's up 4-1, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on the drive with us this afternoon. Some interesting comments coming in on the Twitter machine. I will hold some of these for next hour. Did you see the video of the TSA agent that was going around yesterday?
I saw it, but I never sat there and watched the whole thing.
Is that creepy or what?
They go all, I got a popsicle.
I mean, it was weird, man. It was weird. I mean, I guess you could say he's just doing his job, but I don't know. He looked like he was doing his job like way too long. Way too long.
If that's one of your kids, what's happening?
I don't know. I see where people are like, oh, man, we would have thrown hands. So they're like, okay, well, then you're going to get arrested in an incident. I mean, I might have been like, you know, dude, like, it's a 7-year-old child. Can we hurry this up a little bit? Like, this seems really unnecessary. I mean, he's like feeling inside his waistband and like up and down his back and everything. It was creepy. And then people started sending me that video you guys have seen of the, there's a famous GIF file now on the internet of the like English soccer guy who's like, people are going into the stadium and he's just like barely touching. He's like, yep, yeah, next, next, next. There's got to be some kind of middle ground, right? Where you actually attempt to do your job, but you do it in a way that makes sense, that utilizes common sense. Like, we're not going to pull this 7-year-old child out of line and give him a complete body cavity search.
I feel like most of them, most security.
I've never seen anything like that. It was really weird to be watching. And I was looking back and forth to see, like, it almost looked like one of those things where, like, oh, this could be something that was faked, that, like, somebody put together just to make a point or something. But it was real.
I got the business at LaGuardia one time. Pretty good.
Post 9/11?
Yeah.
Did you have to go in that X-ray machine? I don't like that thing, man.
Yeah, that time I did.
That I'm sure that creates all kinds of health concerns that will only become apparent here in another 5 or 10 years.
Probably.
That's good. The X-ray machine in the airport, what could possibly go wrong?
I hadn't really thought about that, Russ. Thanks.
Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up. Stay with us.